bias of ethics.
Well, thank you for joining me this morning. On my presentation, Virtual Worlds, Reducing HIV Transmission and Acquisition for Young American Indian Alaskan Native Male-Bodied MSMs. My name is Cynthia Pearson, and I'd first like to acknowledge the indigenous peoples of these lands that we are on today. That's the Potawatomi and the Ojibwe and the Ottawas. There's several other groups, but those are some of the primary groups. I'd also like to say that I have no conflicts to disclose. My presentation today, I'm first going to provide a little demographics information on American Indian Alaska Native people, and then a little on surveillance data, and then I'm going to get into the good stuff, so this intervention that we're designing in virtual worlds. So American Indian Alaska Native populations, they represent 2% of the overall U.S. population at 5.2 million. They're expected to grow by 2.7% by 2060. Their young population with a median age of 29 versus 37 compared to the general population. Most live off reservations land, and they are diverse. There's actually 567 federally recognized tribes, 400 state recognized tribes, and many more fighting for recognition. And what does that mean to be federally recognized? It means they have sovereign status. It's like if you're going to do research or conduct research in China or in Mexico, that's a sovereign country. Well, so are these Native American communities that are federally recognized. So a little bit about some of the social health disparities, particularly with Native men. They endure high rates of poverty. They have a lower life expectancy with 25%. Die by the age of 34, and approximately 50% by the age of 54. There's higher rates of that they have higher rates than any other Americans in a number of health categories, such as cardiovascular disease, smoking. Suicide is the fifth leading cause of death among Native men, especially the younger men between the ages of 15 and 24. They also have great rates for HIV and STIs, with some of the highest rates of chlamydia and gonorrhea. So gay, lesbian, bisexual, two-spirit, queer people are often used the term two-spirit. Two spirits can only be contextualized within a Native American frame. It's a gender analysis, not a sexual orientation. There are currently documented 155 nations that have a traditional word for two-spirit people. Two-spirit people embody both the male and the female, and they can walk across worlds. They are actually held in high esteem across many tribal communities. They are medicine people, mediators, counselors, dreamers, leaders, and healers. So a little on the HIV/AIDS surveillance data. American Indian Alaska Native have a shorter time to AIDS diagnosis and survival time after a diagnosis. 71% of any new HIV diagnosis were attributed to male-to-male contact. With men and Native men and female have the highest percent of HIV attributed to actually IDU use. And 19% are estimated to have not be aware of their diagnosis. So we conducted a study between 2002 and 2008. It was an epidemiological study against six urban centers. And this kind of fed into the information of how we designed our intervention. So I'm going to provide some of that data here for you. So looking at sexual risk cognition, that's the rationale for unprotected anal sex, is that we found that 31% had high sexual risk cognition, with about 50% of those engaging in UAI in the past year. When we took a step back and looked at a concurrent relationship, this is overlapping partnerships, those data showed among our population that looking at a concurrency cumulative prevalence of 55%, among those populations who reported at least one sexual partner, and then we had a point prevalence that's at the time of the interview of 33% had overlapping partnerships. So then we had questions about risk reduction strategies. These are mutually exclusive categories. Here we found that although that 28% were practicing no anal sex, 23% were reported 100% condom use, and then others were actually counting on Serico coordinate partnerships or strategic positioning. So looking at any type of intervention design, we want to be able to address some of these risk reduction strategies that they're using, because as you may know, that coordinate relationships and strategic positioning really depends on having an HIV test and having an accurate and recent test. So when we're developing an intervention for Native people, we know that the NIH has spent billions of dollars on prevention interventions, but they're not resonating with American Indian and Alaska Native people. And why is it? Why is missing in that? So to search for that question, we went to the elders. And what did the elders tell us? They said the health and the strength is within their culture. After hundreds of years of colonization and forcibly trying to remove culture, spirituality, identity from the American Indian and Native people, they know that their strength relies within the culture. So anything that we create, we have to bring that culture back in. So how do we do that? And how do we do it in today's technology? Now, we do know that there's still a lot of stigma about being GLBT in these communities. So there's still a lot of a large hidden population. So although that many American Indian, Alaska Native, Two-Spirit people live in urban settings, they also often go back to their rural communities. So how do we reach out? So we thought, okay, internet. People are well connected, and we're going to do this through virtual worlds. This is a partner with 2D, 3D studios. If anybody's interested in doing work with virtual worlds, I highly, highly recommend them. They are amazing. So now we get into the good stuff. So we based our intervention using an IMB model, so it's information, motivation, and behavior model. Somebody comes in and there's an orientation. They learn to get their avatar, how to walk with their avatar, and then there's learning paths that they go on. The learning paths are actually made up of regions across the United States, and they actually represent with their birds and the grasses and the traditional medicines. And then so this really gains skills and knowledges. And then the practice city, they actually get to do role playing and do some games. And throughout their experience on the learning path and in the practice city, they get coins or badges. So that's kind of the motivation. When you get coins and badges, you can actually go to a store, you can buy new clothing for your avatar, you can buy body parts. There's lots of fun things that you can buy. So there's that kind of motivation. Now all that is actually supported by counseling sessions and group sessions. And we're going to go into all this in a little bit more in detail. So here's the orientation, some slides from them. You come in, you get your avatar, you're able to get skin and hair and your body can be big or buffed or however you would like to design your body. So that's kind of the orientation phase, and you learn how to walk and move your avatar. And then in slide two, basically slide two, three, and four is a hub. It's a hub that goes with your avatar that kind of provides information. In box two is kind of the person's name, the tribe that they're with, and their HIV status. I skipped over the inventory box, the one in the center, and that's usually just what they accumulate along the way. But in box three, this is where they have actually completed certain training areas. And then in box four, because we found this, it's really kind of difficult to move along if you don't know how to operate an avatar. And so we have a map of our island and where you can actually just click on an icon and it will teleport you to a certain area. So if you want to go to a counseling center, if you want to go to a learning path, it just kind of takes you right there. So the learning paths we have, based on our preliminary data, is four kind of learning pathways: condom use and negotiation, HIV testing, substance abuse, and safer sex and PrEP. This is kind of, we have two levels in our, or two islands. We have a lower region and an upper region. The lower region is the counseling and the learning paths, and the upper is more experiential and skill building. This is kind of just a little set of that. And then so in the counseling center, you actually, so there's a front of the counseling center, and you walk in and you go to an information desk. So your avatar walks in, and there's a difference between an avatar and a bot. An avatar is somebody who has a person behind them. Okay, so it's a person to person. A bot, think of a robot. It's a pre-programmed entity that can only do so much. When the avatar gets close to it, it comes as a trigger and it starts responding, and then there's a drop-down box and you can do certain clicks. So in this case, the information desk would say, you know, may I help you? Are you here to see someone? And because it's group counseling, we actually have a counselor who's also an avatar. So just like somebody will make an appointment to go see a counselor in real life, you make an appointment to go see your counselor. So it's not like a counselor is just sitting there doing nothing. You make an appointment to go see them. Also in the counseling center, we have group activities, and we also have private and group counseling, or will have, because we're not there yet, so I just clarify. Our learning objectives for each of the pathways, so we talk about condom negotiation, condom types, how to use them, and any current concerns around negotiation, safer sex, what is it? We talk about multiple partners because, you know, given the preliminary data, there's quite a bit of concurrency going on. PrEP, what is it? Where to get it? How to use it? Partner's behavior. Because again, as Dr. Green had pointed out, you don't always know what your partner is doing. And then the issue between strategic positioning and serosorting. Harm reduction, what is it? How can it be reduced, how to reduce binge drinking, and how to decrease IDU risk to HIV exposure. And then we also have the HIV testing, what tests are available, where to get them, what is that experience? Because we know from the literature, people might go get tested, but they're not picking up their results. It's pretty scary when they do that. So give them the actual experience, give them the knowledge behind that, and give the experience of getting tested. So I'm going to show you two of the photos from two of the learning paths. So this is the condom one. So you walk up to the into the path, and one of the first things you come upon is somebody selling condoms. And so there's the different types. There's the latex condoms, the lamb condoms, ribbed, and the more fun ones. And they talk about the pros and cons of each. And why you may want to use them in certain circumstances, and kind of have that discussion. Then there's a film on how to use condoms. So your avatar would come, they would sit on a rock, and within the fire there would be this film on how to use it. The other one, box three, is like ways to bring up safer sex. This is an amazing, funny story that we found on YouTube, and so it actually just kind of plays that YouTube film about bringing up sex. It's four guys in a, it's like the condom party, and there are four guys in a bed, and they kind of, you know, sometimes the partners will come, and they have these sayings of why they would use them or why they wouldn't, and they talk about negotiating condoms. It's really fun. And then this other one, the last one, four, is negotiation. So these are little groundhogs. And at first we thought, you know, when you go to like a bowling alley and those little groundhogs pop up and you're supposed to hit them on the head, you know, and they go down. Well, we didn't actually want to hit the groundhog in the head. We had a long debate about this. We decided not to. But but they would pop up and they would say a reason why not to use a condom. And then another one would pop up on a kind of a counter argument to that. And it goes back and forth, and so there's a little game behind that, and they get coin for every time they play a game or they interact and do one of these activities. For the HIV testing, so here you go along the path, and then you have these birds. So this is the this is the southeast, and so we made sure like the birds, the grasses, the trees, the traditional medicines that they could find along the way were all representative of that area and those indigenous peoples of those lands. So in box one, the birds pop up and they tell you about different types of HIV testing. And in box two, you're going along a path and there's a lodge. So in the plains, they might be a teepee. It's a, depending on what region you're in, depends on what kind of lodge you come up. So you go into this lodge, and you can actually type in the area. So if I typed in Seattle, Washington, and if I put in my zip code, it will pop up about which testing centers are around, what their hours are, if the test is free, and what type of tests are actually available. And then Then in box three, this is a little YouTube video of how to get tested and what it was like to actually go in and get your test and get your results. And then number four gives you the bark of the tree pills back, and it gives you information about testing results, what happens after you get tested, what can you expect depending on what your results are. And now we're going to go into the practice area. So there's the four, I only showed you two of the learning paths. So after you go through all the learning paths, then you can go into the practice region. You actually can't get there until you've gotten your badge and you've completed your learning paths. So once you get there, so there's a little side map there. In this region, we have a park. We have the clinic so you can get tested. You have a bathhouse, which is actually Avatar on Avatar. And then you have a bar. And we also have a number of what we call hookup bots. So these are bots that you'll come up and they'll kind of push you to either drink a little bit more, depending on your decision tree and how you respond. Depends on whether or not you earn coin if you behave good, and if you don't, you may lose coin, and you get information about what kind of behavior puts you at risk. So here briefly, under the three images for the clinic, you go into the clinic, you're greeted by an information desk. You can go get condoms if you can barely see, but in the back there's a free condoms that you can get. And your avatar actually goes in and gets tested and sits there. And you can, so because we don't want to stress people out, you can choose your serial status if you want, or it can be randomly selected for you. You get more coin if you let it get randomly selected, because again, you want to experience the whole concept of not knowing and then how that plays out. In the park, you notice in the top slide in the small box, there's a syringe. So there's actually a guy sitting there. He's got, hey, you want to use. Well, if you go get yourself a clean needle, you get points for harm reduction thing as opposed to using a dirty needle that's around. There's also hookup bot in the men's bathroom. And then in the nightclub here, there's kind of the harm reduction around binge drinking. So the bartender might give you one, you'll have a bot comes up that wants to buy you an extra drink, or hey, let's do a couple of shots. Depending if you respond no, this is not what you want to do. Again, depends what kind of path you, how the script falls out and where you go with that, and whether or not. If you actually hook up with a bot, you can go and it kind of gets dark and the sexy time comes on. And then if you had a condom, or it said, you had four drinks and you went into sexy time, you probably put yourself at risk for HIV, you lose 2 coins or something. So then you're actually encouraged to continue to go more on your learning paths or experience different kinds of options in the text, so you have an idea of experience different situations. And then finally, our bathhouse. This is Avatar and Avatar. Now, anybody who enters into our room will know that everything is being monitored. But this is, there's no bots. It's a, it's a outdoor pool on the rooftop. There's hot tubs. There's individual rooms. The rooftop bar is pretty amazing. And then we are piloting this in 2016. We do have some IRB issues we have to work out, but we're working on those. And so this is, just want to thank you. And our team, Dr. Karina Walters is the PI on this grant, and then our research team's off the side, and it's actually funded by the NIDA and NIMHD. Thank you.